The idea that you are what you eat and beauty comes from within are age-old adages, of course, but they're about to be put to the test by a new range of foods and beverages which contain ingredients normally found in skin and hair care products. 2 years ago, L'Oreal joined forces with Nestlé to develop what are called beauty oral supplements. So what we put on our face could soon find a way into our diet. David Jago is from Mintel, the well-known market research company. He thinks these things will take off in this country, as they have already, for example, in Japan. He's here. What ingredients are we talking about, David?
Well, in the Japanese market, we're talking about ceramide and collagen primarily. Also, a lot of products with aloe vera and various types of vitamin and mineral formulations.
So what sort of products in the food chain are they appearing, or could they appear?
Well, in Japan, we're seeing them mostly in beverages and snack products, particularly products designed as a kind of quick fix, a snack bar, for example, instead of a more healthy meal, perhaps.
And these products are they widely available in Japan?
Yes, very widely. And they tend to come from very large manufacturers as well. It's not something that you only find in health food stores.
And what do they think these things are doing? Do they think they're making them more beautiful?
Yes, the Japanese consumers do believe that. It's the way that the products are marketed is on a very gentle angle. They tend to refer to words like beauty in the product name. Some of them are endorsed by beauty clinics as well, but they don't tend to make any very specific claims as to what the ingredients would do for you.
So they're selling well?
Yes, they are.
Maria Griffiths is from the Institute for Optimum Nutrition, and she joins us too. What do you think about all of this?
Well, let's put it this way. Haven't they learnt their lesson from mad cow disease? I think, quite honestly, as a nutritionist, I'm appalled that something could emerge like this. I have absolutely no problem, and I think it's vital that we support our diets with vital nutrients such as vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids and even aloe vera. But collagen, no, I wouldn't. It's a protein. And now I know that protein is extremely important. In fact, it's one of the most important elements for the maintenance of good health and vitality, and is of primary importance in growth and development of the body, all the body components. So protein is very important, but to put extra protein in the form of collagen or ceramide, I think we're playing with fire.